Oregon, we love dreamers. It is true what they say. Oregon does love dreamers. Not in all the ways one might think, though. For example, Oregon is full of green dreamers. From television networks to donut shops, Oregon is truly a place where one doesn't just dream big, one dreams green. I was recently in Portland, Oregon, and I got a chance to meet and interview two very different people, the president of a broadcasting network and the co-owner of a donut shop. The Television and Radio Broadcasting Network, Oregon Public Broadcasting, or OPB, has a major part in helping the environment, just as President Steve Bass himself.
We do a tremendous amount of environmental coverage here. We have had one of the longest running and most successful environmental shows on television, a show called Oregon Field Guide, that takes people on adventures all over the outdoors in the region. Some of it is kind of like camping, hiking, outdoor experiences. Some of it is environmental issues. Some of it is capturing the beautiful scenery that people can see. Some of it is conservation stories.
Also at OPB, they don't just broadcast green shows. They are also thinking about how to literally broadcast while using an alternative energy source.
We are exploring the idea of putting solar panels up at our transmitter site up on the mountain, which is weird because we're in Portland, which tends to be fairly cloudy, but we've done enough economic assessment of it that we think it actually makes sense, not just ecologically, but economically as well.
Oregon is also the U.S. headquarters of an organization called Vespas that is one of the leading companies that puts up wind farms. This may seem like a good idea, but there's a problem with wind farms in people's backyards.
It's really interesting that all of a sudden people are saying, well, we don't want the wind farms because they're unsightly, or they make noise. There are also some effects, evidently, on bats and birds that people are starting to identify.
There are other forms of energy besides wind energy that could possibly be used in the near future.
Down at Oregon State University, they're doing a lot of research on wave energy, and they're talking about deploying buoys out in the ocean that, through the bobbing of the ocean, they generate energy.
Wave energy could possibly be used here in Boston, because we are right near the water. If Oregon State University could perfect it, I think that it should be used anywhere near oceans. But Steve Bass isn't the only person that knows some things about the environment. Cat Daddy, co-owner of Voodoo Donuts, a famous donut shop in Portland, also knows a thing or two.
We try to make sure that our food never ends up in the trash. We sell our buckets, which is a form of recycling. Hopefully they're going out and being used in the proper way. But then if they don't get sold like that, we have a number of charities. So its number one goal is to never throw food away, to make sure that it gets into someone's mouth.
The buckets Cat Daddy mentioned are where the customers pay $7 and can get as many donuts as he or she can fit in the bucket. Cat Daddy hoped that the customers would reuse the buckets for other means, such as a mini trash can or a recycling bin. Speaking of recycling, you may have heard that the owners of some fast food restaurants give away their extra oil to drivers of French fry cars. There's a reason that Voodoo Donuts does not give away their oil.
There's a few reasons why we don't, because it's shortening. And shortening will harden, and it will harden in the carburetor. There is a way to distill it, but it's not the one that the common person who comes looking for biodiesel makings can do.
Cat Daddy also knows about Portland's recycling programs.
The public system here, like for houses, you get 3 full dumpsters, and they're about to add a fourth, which is going to be for recycling food. We're going to have to start separating our food from our trash so that it can be composted into energy, whether they burn it or they make it into compost.
One can always dream big, but now one should also dream green. Oregon loves dreamers. I think that is clear, but it all depends on what one dreams about. I dream of a world where nobody has a problem with wind farms in their backyards, where buoys can harness power, and where everyone recycles. This is Eitan Stern-Robbins reporting for MIT Terrascope Youth Radio.